Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio.
To our first guest.
I'm not here all week based on the money we get. Right, go on.
Oh, we stopped this a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, speak to the guest.
Hello, mate. How you doing there?
Hello, mate. Yeah,
how you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you, good.
Jack, meet AD from Moon Sugar.
Hello, buddy, you alright?
Hello, Jack, yeah, so I'm good, mate, thank you.
Lovely stuff. Are you, what's that accent?
That's my hometown,
Jack. Birmingham,
Jack.
Mate.
Oh, Birmingham. Our producer, Will, is from the same area.
Awesome.
You can have a little bond. Are you a Blues fan?
Yeah, of course I am.
Yes!
I'm not retarded, mate.
Yeah. He's on board.
Unsensitive.
So how are you, mate? Thanks for coming on today.
Yeah, I'm all good, mate. Just finishing up at work, actually.
Lovely stuff.
The fun life of a rock star and all that.
So for those that don't know a lot about Moon Sugar, inform us. How did you all meet to start with?
It was me and the guitar player. We're friends for a mutual friend. We got together with our keys player, Dave. He worked at the same place as John. And just started writing, pissing about, really. Writing this and that. And, you know, the people that had heard the songs thought that they was good. So we went and got ourselves a drummer and a bass player. And here we are now, really.
Oh, very nice. It's very organic.
Yeah, it's just happened sort of thing.
Nice. Well, where does... Probably a question you get a lot. Where does the name Moon Sugar come from?
It's a term for cocaine that we use up here in the Midlands. So that's where the name came from.
Oh, I wondered why Will was so into you.
Idiots.
So, it says on my sheet that Oasis are a big influence in your music. Is this correct?
Yeah, they are an influence, yeah. The people that have seen us, apparently, we remind them of Oasis. But, yeah, they definitely are an influence. The whole Manchester scene is really, you know, the Smiths, Stone Roses, Joy Division, New Order, all those sort of bands, we all love, so...
Lovely. And if you, say, in a dream world, you could headline any festival, which one would it be, and which one of those sort of Manchester scene bands would you have supporting you?
I think it would be Tea in the Park.
Okay.
A bit of an obscure one, but obviously I've seen the crowds and stuff on the telly and what have you, and they just look like the baddest crowd going... They're fucking nuts up there, aren't they? So,
is it in Scotland, is it?
Yeah,
it's Scotland.
Okay.
And supporting, I would say, I'd have the Smiths, you know, get the Smiths back together, why not?
Lovely stuff.
Give them a chance, wouldn't you? Get them on the undercard.
Yeah, I'll give Johnny a little chance, yeah.
Is it time, can I ask my crisp question, Will, is that all right?
Oh, let me just check the clock.
Is it time?
3, 2, 1.
Yep. Okay, cool. So, if you could compare your music to any flavour of crisp, what would it be and why?
Any flavour of crisp?
I'd say
Worcester sauce. Worcester sauce flavour.
Weirdly, we've had a few people say Worcester sauce.
Yeah, it's a love-hate finger thing. That's the best way to describe us. You either love us or you hate us.
Oh, and the people of Solihull, well...
Oh, they're not too fucking keen at the moment, mate.
They need to grow up.
They'll all start turning back soon when we start getting a bit bigger.
They're prawn cocktail kind of guys. Fuck them.
Prawn cocktail, definitely.
Nothing wrong with prawn cocktail, guys.
No, there is a lot. You're from Solihull?
I've been there.
If you could have any artist feature on one of your tracks, has to be a solo artist, and it would have... I'm going to just make this very complicated for no reason. It has to be somebody that you've never been compared to or anything like that. If you had to pick, or somebody who wouldn't necessarily fit your style of music, who would it be? So I guess I'm asking, I've gone the long way around asking you what your guilty pleasure is, in a way.
Okay. Well, I'd say Prince.
Okay.
The fucking the best guitarist fucking that I've ever seen anyway.
Yeah.
And if you want my guilty pleasure, I might as well throw it out there. I'm an ABBA fan. I quite like ABBA.
Go on, Aidan.
New shoes.
Yeah.
Nice.
Bit of ABBA I like, so.
Lovely stuff. Where can we go to see some Moon Sugar content?
Go over to our, if you get onto our Facebook, which is facebook.com/ Moon Sugar Brum, Brum Car.
Yeah,
you can find all our stuff there and on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/moon-sugar-1.
Okay, cool.
All the links are on the Facebook anyway. Yeah, Twitter is @Moon Sugar Band.
Lovely stuff.
The Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio.
We're back.
And we are back.
Hello.
All right.
Hello, Jack. You right? Jack's just standing there looking weird. This is a section of the show where we do the unsigned act. And this week we're going to be talking to Oscar. Oscar, are you there, mate?
I'm there.
Hello. How are you?
Good, man. How are you guys?
All good. Jack messaged you that creepy little message, by the way, saying you're cute.
He did look cute, Oscar.
For the listeners, Oscar's on Skype and he, for some reason, has got his camera on.
You are the first guest we've had.
I'm a dude, mate.
That has insisted on putting his camera on. But I'm not. I'm a fan of that.
Yeah, you know, revealing all.
Good to see his face.
Exactly. So yeah, we're basically just going to have a little chat with you about, you know, what's been going on and what's coming up, really. So,
go on, Tom, get your nose.
Yeah, sure. Oh, I've got some questions. It's not on there, it's on my phone. So, Oscar, how long have you actually been playing?
Properly now, singing and guitar is probably getting to like a year and a half. So, still pretty early days, but guitar I've been playing pretty much my whole life.
Yeah, and you've got, and from your start, it's very bluesy. It's very, it's got some different kind of inspirations there from your standard kind of stuff. Who would you say is your like bigger inspirations?
I love people like John Mayer, James Bay's a new one. He's killing it. People like Matt Corby, all people like that, really.
Matt Corby's the Australian guy.
He's a bit different, and he's kind of heading a different way now, which isn't really my thing. But yeah, he's killer.
He's got one hell of a man bun, that guy.
He does have one hell of a man.
Yeah.
He's a good-looking guy.
He's a good-looking dude.
Oscar, if you had to... So what would you say that your music is... What would you put it under? What genre?
I'd say, like, an alternative kind of pop, like a singer-songwriter vibe.
Okay, cool.
So you said you're new to playing guitar.
It's new to singing. He's been playing guitar.
Why did you suddenly want to... Did you want to take the breach out from, like, behind and be the front man? Has that always been a burning ambition of yours?
Not really. Definitely wasn't like my initial thought was I want to be at the front of stage. It was kind of, I started writing songs, which was obviously where it came from. And then I decided to actually try and push myself and step outside that comfort zone and boundary and give a couple of gigs a go. And yeah, it's just literally like snowballed since then. And I'm at where I am now.
Sweet. So did you, when you first found out, oh yeah, you can sing pretty well, was you at home on your own and you started singing and you thought you were good, so you recorded yourself on the iPhone app and listened to it back? Did that ever happen?
Yeah, it did, man. I used to just video myself and I'd be like, in my head, I'm like, I don't know, this ain't right, this ain't good. And sent it to a few good friends. Got some good feedback, and then did the whole Facebook thing.
You really need to make sure they're good friends, though, because some of the shit ones you got on X Factor, they're not too sure, but their friends are fully for them.
I know, man.
So your EP's been released very recently, Be Someone. I'm a big fan of the track My Way Home. I think they sound a little bit George Ezra-y on that. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, that's the first time I've had that. I mean, I get David Gray a lot for some reason.
Oh, what ladder?
First album I ever bought, David Gray.
Really?
Yeah, I used to sit in a little chair with my headphones in. I wouldn't speak to my mum.
All right, Jack, don't babble on.
Thanks, go.
Thank you.
Nice.
But, like, did you ever, you know, you play guitar before you started singing. Were you in bands and stuff just playing guitar?
Yeah, I was in a band called The Varsity. We were like a little funky, scary, kind of different band, but that was my first band. So from that to where I'm now it was all kind of new. So this all kind of happened at once.
I was hoping the name was going to be a bit more rank, but the Varsity is a fine name. I mean,
we've all been there.
We've all had terrible band names. My band name was My Toy Heart, an emo band, but you know, doesn't matter.
I was part of a band called Vacant.
Ooh.
And the Gill Days.
No, it's just cunt. But so Jack, what about your crisp question?
No, I was going to say, so your album's called, or EP, is it an EP or an album? Your EP is called Be Someone. If you could be anyone, more so if you could collaborate with any musician who's out there at the moment, who would you choose and why?
Probably John Mayer, just for the kind of, he is just like my pure idol in terms of guitar, songwriting, stuff like that. and he seems like a good laugh, so probably John Mayer.
Did you like that John Mayer video of Katy Perry? It's a bit rank, wasn't it?
I'm not a massive fan of the whole shit.
Yeah.
What one was that?
It's just a really, like, they're just giggling and looking at each other. It's just horrible.
Did John Mayer go out with someone famous?
John Mayer's been out of everyone famous.
Has he?
Yeah, he loves it.
Does it? Who's he out with now? Who's he courting now?
I currently don't know. Oscar, can you help me out here?
I don't know. I think he's a single Pringle in a minute.
Yeah. Oh, tap him up then, buddy.
Yeah.
No, but he's been everywhere. Jennifer Aniston.
I've got a question that I usually ask the guests that they're not going to be prepared for, so you can just say any answer you want. If you had to put your music to a flavour of crisps, what would it be and why? Dun, 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 dun,
dun. I'm going to go with some, like, spicy, the roulette Doritos, but the whole
bit of a mixed bag.
Because it's fire, you know, wakes you up and makes you feel something.
That's a hell of a show.
Then you can also take us down with maybe a few solemn numbers as well, maybe a nice mild cool salsa. Anyway, I'm done, guys. I'll see you later, alright?
That's lovely. That is lovely. So, Oscar, where can we go to see your stuff? Are you a YouTube guy? Are you a SoundCloud kind of guy?
Facebook, really, and Instagram at the minute. I haven't really mastered the whole YouTube thing yet.
Talking to two professionals.
Well, so you've recently done a lot of sessions with, was it a Metropolis?
Yeah, Metropolis was a pretty lucky gig I got. Someone dropped out, and I was friends with someone who knew the girl that was running it, so they chucked us on a headline, which is cool. I mean, just like a different gig to what I'd usually play, which is a good atmosphere in there, which I enjoyed.
Well, Metropolis is massive. It produces like 80% of the top 100 or something like that in Europe or something. It's a ridiculous big studio.
A studio. Amazing.
Yeah.
The Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio.
If you say the show isn't highbrow, just listen in!
Well, there's red shoes, blue shoes, old shoes, new shoes, and shoes that are black, shoes that are white, shoes that are loose, shoes that are tight. There's more to that poem, I can't remember it.
I was watching an educational video on poetry.
What do you think about that poem?
No, it was good, but I would like it if you could complete it.
Okay, wait a sec. Buckles, shoelaces came in. Velcro. Go.
Nice.
Okay, cool. I was watching a video on poetry. Do you know what the shortest poem ever is?
Oh.
One letter.
Yeah.
Z.
Will?
Q.
I. But the dot on the I is a fingerprint. Because Tom's just fallen over because he's so blown away by that.
How can they do it, Jack?
What it is,
poetry.
Right, a poem. A poem is a selection of letters or words that invoke thought beyond its context.
Fucking.
I agree, but as we said before, do you reckon a poem has to rhyme?
Nah, not at all.
No?
What are the poems called that don't rhyme?
Haikus.
Shit! Haikus!
No, they're not. That's not. That's a haiku is just a little 3-5-3 syllable.
These last 5 minutes, I've seen a different side of you, Jack.
Thank you very much.
You go to uni.
I'll tell you the shortest story ever told. And the reason it's a story is because, once again, like a poem, invokes thought above its context. This is a story. It's 6 words, and I want to hear what the story invokes in both of you.
Should we close our eyes?
Yeah, close your eyes. This is the story.
Might rob me. Go on.
For sale. Baby shoes. Never worn. What do you think when you hear that story?
This is not
genuinely the shortest story ever told.
Do it again.
That's
for sale. Baby shoes, never worn.
Well, you'd imagine.
Yeah.
That a child had died.
Of course. That's that. What's another outcome there?
Or it's abortion.
Or just a new shop. It's opened up. It's not been worn.
Exactly. But straight away, you went to the baby dying, which is, humans are quite morbid, and they automatically go for the most.
There's a song by Bad Books that's called Baby Shoes, has a similar opening 3 lines.
It's probably where they got it from.
I think Bad Books were there beforehand. I'm not sure.
No, I don't think they were.
I think it's called a haiku, Jack.
Yeah. Right,
hi,
okay.
Cutie.
That's the shortest story ever.
What's it supposed to evoke? What was the writer's meaning?
The meaning is whatever you think it is. But what it is, all it is, right, is just, it's for sale, some shoes, but it invokes thought above its context.
There's, talking about wanky, pretentious things, which we are, there's a musician who did a song, which is 5 minutes just pure silence.
Yeah, you'll probably pick that song, wouldn't you, to come up on your little...
Well, after, if we can fit it in with all your fucking indie shit, maybe. But,
yeah, I know, I've heard that.
Have you?
Yeah, that's on the same video that I'm learning all this shit that I'm regurgitating.
And then, but then when he plays it live, he says it's different because any kind of sound, but like someone like coughing and things like that, changes the song. It's such bullshit. Hmm. Imagine going to a gig and being like, I can't wait for that 5 minutes of silence. What if someone's coughs?
It's a lot of people, and this sounds like bullshit. It's in the same video I watched earlier, that thing you were saying about the guy that released the silent video, people, and it is funny, have done covers of it. That it's just silent, but a lot of them have put them on iTunes for 99p downloads, and it's just an empty thing like that.
And Shoreditch are selling bottles of air.
I think that's an April 14th, isn't it?
That?
Yeah.
Well, there's actually things selling it to Japan, and people are buying things from another countryside, I think.
Why?
Oh.
Just because they want some fresh air.
Really?
They wear the hazmats over there, don't they?
Oh, yeah, true.
Do you know how we were actually talking about Zoella and Kelvin Kleins?
We were, but then we got
into haikus.
Then we got to haikus.
No, there's while we're on about the shortest poem, shortest story, do you know what the shortest gig ever played
yeah.
was?
White Stripes.
Yes, it was.
One note and walked off.
Yeah. Did they? Why? Yeah.
To play the fucking shortest gig, man!
And then after that, the Guinness World Records refused to have entries of the shortest blah 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 because they don't know what defines a gig. Otherwise, you could just walk out on stage and then walk off again. They don't know if that's a gig.
Go stage, burp, swear at them, and walk off.
That'd be longer than playing one note, though, so it wouldn't get in regardless. So
that's a note, though, isn't it? The Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio. You're going to be talking to Grant Tufts from the band Seasons.
Hello, Grant. Are you there?
Oh, I am. Hello, how are you?
Hello, Grant. Welcome to the Jack Mate Show. How you doing, mate?
I'm good. How are you? You good?
Yeah, not bad, not bad. So, you guys, called Seasons, have released your first song, single, song?
Yeah, we have, yeah, with a video back.
Video looked good, mate.
Sorry?
The video looked good. Just so the people who don't know,
company who's done a really, really good job of kind of making it look as professional as possible.
Keep
wanted
going.
To have that professional look from day one, really.
There
and
can I just job at that. Sorry, Grant. Let me just interject. I don't think Tom deserves any promotion, mate. This is all about you. This segment's all about you. So let's do a chat to you, mate. I'm Jack.
Hi, Jack. I'm Grant.
Yeah, sweet. Your track, Sail Chips. Yeah, we really like it. Tom sent me the video. I will admit it is a good video as well. Just for the listeners, just to tell the listeners, what kind of music do you make, if you have to sum it up under a genre?
Probably like alternative rock music, really, or commercial kind of rock.
Okay.
It's not too heavy and it's not too kind of light. It's in that kind of middle ground.
Semi-heavy.
Yeah.
Why do you say call that? Call you guys semi-heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's catchy.
Why are you called Seasons?
If I'm honest with you, it's quite a. It's not anything like spectacular or anything. Our bassist just turned around to us and said, "I've got a really cool name for a band, Seasons. What do you think?" And it just kind of just stuck, really.
So
with bands, like, it kind of takes a long time to make a band name up, but it was one of the first things we actually kind of made up, so...
Well, that's always a good box to tick. When you think of Seasons, do you think of the seasons in terms of autumn, summer, or do you think of, like, spiced seasons? Like
seasonings?
Okay. I guess they'd be called seasonings, then, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they would be if they could be called that. They'd be.
Fair enough. Grant, if you had to compare Seasons to another band that's out there, who would it be and why, I guess?
Probably kind of like Young Guns, really. Young Guns is quite a big... influence to us. I'm not too sure if your listeners of Young Guns, they've been around for a fair few years now, and their music has progressed so much that it's definitely a big influence on us. That and probably like Matter in Ox or Don Broco.
Nice. I'm familiar with Don Broco out of those three.
Well, because Grant, correct me if I'm wrong, but you guys were actually featured in Craig.
This issue was we got the review through for our EP. And yeah, Kerrang gave us 4K for our EP, which is like 4 out of 5 as such.
Yeah, which is
we're
amazing.
Really, really happy about.
That's pretty decent. That's I'm sure if we now Googled Kerrang reviews, there would be bands that are already out there with probably lesser reviews than that.
More established bands.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
A strong start.
We were looking at sort of like the other reviews that they had on this week's issues.
And everyone else got 5.
Actually, there was only a few that had 4, and the rest either had like 3 or 2.
Oh, no. Nice.
Imagine getting a 2. Would you just give up?
Well,
come again stronger.
Say that kind of thing. You can't say
yeah,
that.
Imagine that. You just go, like, God, I've got a review in Korean Kerrang. Everyone's going to read it. What'd you get? Got 2. Oh, bye.
Yeah.
Show's cancelled.
No, you can't be. You have to use it as a starting.
Yeah, exactly.
A springboard.
It fuels you.
Yeah, yeah. Springboard. Whereas Grant's band, Seasons, they've just gone in at the top, so it's all downhill from here, really.
Difficult second EP, it'll be.
What's the EP called?
It's self-titled, so Seasons, kind of thing.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. If you...
Basically, Jack's come up with some abstract kind of questions for you, Grant. I know you asked before, because we are pals, and we will go... You said, give me the questions early. And I didn't give you any of the questions, but Jack's got a few little questions for you here. So imagine it like Blind Date, so feel free to be cheesy with your answers.
They're not that abstract, so I'll start with an easy one. Would you rather sell out Wembley or top the chart?
What chart?
Sell out Wembley.
Yeah?
Just for the money.
Just for the money.
And moving on from that, Wembley might be your answer to this one, I don't know. If you could play any music venue in the UK, would it be Wembley? Don't think about numbers as much and money. Think about, like, if there's anything that means something.
Don't think of Wembley.
Don't pick Wembley. Pick another. What music venue
Camden
would you...
Camden Roundhouse is lovely.
Go for.
Camden Roundhouse is good, but probably for me, the O2 Arena would be really good, but that's very, very long way away for us.
You've got to have goals if your journey starts with 1-2.
Keep getting the 4K reviews, mate.
Yeah.
You never know.
What would you do in
later years, not just yet.
Oh, later months, sorry.
Yeah, go on. Later seasons, maybe.
Oh. Oh. Nice.
So this is a pretty in-depth question, so get your thinking hat on. If your band was a flavour of crisp...
There you go.
What flavour would they be and why?
Oh.
Oh.
Go on.
Oh, that's a good one.
So
probably... salt and vinegar.
Because?
Oh, it got a kick?
Ooh. Yeah.
Got a bit of a kick.
You're all salty.
And
everyone likes them.
Yeah, we'll go with that. We're really salty.
My nan hates salt and vinegar.
Oh, so yeah. Your nan probably won't be here.
Your nan's going to love us.
Grant, if you were to give your, I know it's early days, but if you were to give your fans a name...
Seasonings.
No, or seasoned listeners, maybe. I don't know, you could have that, maybe, I don't know. But what would you give them? What name would you give them?
Believers.
Tufts.
That's your surname. Seasoners.
Seasoners. Don't like it, bro.
Seasoners. No, Seasoners works.
Seasoners works. Yeah, but Seasoners. We are the Seasoners! I guess that works. Yeah. No, I shouted it.
Yeah, you put it in a tune, so it definitely works. If you had to write a song about one celebrity, who would you write it about?
Sure.
Yeah.
Donald Trump.
Hey.
Yeah, what would the song be called? What would it be called?
What would the song be called? Donald Cunt.
Ooh. We actually can't swear on the radio station, Grant.
Yeah.
So,
kidding.
We are going to have to delete this.
Sorry, thank you for your time. I'm joking.
Grant,
it's FUBAR.
As well, Grant, if you could duet with any other singer, male or female, but they have to be alive. Oh. Otherwise, they won't sing.
Of course.
That's Paul Daniels out the window. Fuck.
Steady.
He's not even a singer.
I was going to get Elvis, you know, back.
Yeah.
Get him out.
Yeah.
Shake him about.
That's a bit of an odd one. That's a good question.
It is.
Good question.
You kind of wish I sent these questions to you earlier, right?
Yeah, I really wish that. You know what? Probably Bon Jovi. Why not? He's big.
He is big.
He's pretty good at singing. Yeah, he's a bit old now, but...
Yeah, but he can still sing.
Even at this, I saw him on the TV not long ago, and he's still got a cracking voice live. So
that's not a bad.
So tell. You and John Bon Jovi, the O2. When's that gig?
Yeah, let the 2017.
Let the seasoners know.
All right. So here's a question I just now thought of. Would you rather feature, like, so you're doing a song, you've got a featured vocalist on there. Would you rather it be Paloma Faith or
oh, no, you can't.
I'm going to try and think of any other artist now.
Or who's the one you hate?
Who do I hate?
Taylor Swift.
No.
Or Ellie Goulding.
That's the one.
Oh.
Golden or Faith?
Oh,
you've got to have faith for faith for faith.
Yeah, probably, only because I cannot stand Ellie's voice.
Yeah, it's good man, good
just
man.
Just whispers. Why that?
Kind yeah, of. It's exact, and that's what I don't like.
Go
it's
on, Jack, just, do your impression.
When you mess with that truth.
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 Thanks for the chat, Grant.
The Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio.
Was that nice? Easy. It's Eddie Brett.
Yo.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Come all the way from Braintree.
Oh, yeah.
How long's that on the train?
Well, it's a 45-minute drive to Snaresbrook Station and then about half hour on the Central Line.
Do you get a snack on the way?
I stopped off at McDonald's, now the Monopoly's on
What'd you get?
I got 5 chicken selects and a large sides because you get more stickers.
Yeah, he knows. That's
I got it sorted.
I always go for that.
Only in Monopoly time, usually.
Yeah. It runs out soon, doesn't it?
Does it?
It's just started.
No, it ain't. I've been out about 3-4 weeks now.
Ah.
Yeah, I think it's only got a couple left.
Did you get involved with the rib burger?
The rib burger?
Yeah, the rib burger.
Something's telling me that I did and it weren't all that.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
My school used to do a rib burger, and I was like, it's something like that. It just messy as fuck, and it's horrible.
Yeah, I think sometimes some things can be too good to be true sort of scenario.
They sound good, but when you...
Yeah.
When you, like...
Because part of the fun with ribs is the whole bone thing, do you know what I mean?
Nah, not for me.
Nah?
I don't like it. If it's got a bone going through it...
Oh, see, I grew up on chicken and chips, so I'm a big fan of eating off the bone.
Oh, right.
I like chicken. I like chicken on the bone, but ribs, there's not enough meat on it.
Tell you what's rank.
Oh, go on then.
Curry, I had one in Dubai and it had the bone on in there.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I'm not a fan of that. That's like if you get, like, a Caribbean curry and that and you got all...
you're not expecting it.
You're chewing it, thinking it's a bit of lamb and then your teeth crack and it's like...
Oh.
And then that's in the bowl now as well, your cracked tooth.
Oh, my God. What a concoction.
When I was in Turkey, I had a sausage that's sort of like...
Oh,
sausage.
Here we go.
I was in a sauna. The sausage popped out.
It was a sausage and it split and went into 4 bits at the end. It's weird, it looked
like a candle.
Looked like a Catherine wheel, yeah. Catherine wheel. They look like a Catherine wheel. Didn't move. Yeah, so that's some weird food. Anyway, let's talk about your music, Eddie.
Yeah, please do.
Obviously made famous by Lovable Rogues.
Yeah.
And now pursuing a solo career.
Yeah.
How's that going?
Not as well as I thought it would be at first.
Right, is it?
I thought it would be a bit quicker, if I'm being completely honest.
At least you're honest.
But yeah, it's just... at first I sort of jumped in at it, and then I realised you can afford to have a bit of time to find... who you want to be, do you know what I mean? Like, I was very much knew who I was in the band, and then I stepped out to be my own person, and then I was like, shit, this version of me isn't necessarily completely the person I want to be. Took a bit of time out, and now I'm just, like, ready to get back into it all.
Okay.
So did you, like, kind of carry on the same vibe with the Lovable Rogues to start with?
I think that, it was like my flavour of the Lovable Rogues as opposed to just being me.
Yeah.
And I went on tour on my own straight after, and it was just, it felt like a drop back, like going around with a load of lads on tour, it's great fun, whereas going around on your own, you're missing something.
Yeah.
And I thought, right, if this is what it's going to be like, I'm not sure I even want to be a part of this. Went out, took I bought a boat, had a bit of a cruise around England on a narrow boat, and then I was like,
amazing.
Right, let's get back in there.
Sick. Oh, nice. Where'd you go on your narrow boat?
I got it in Oxford, and then I took it all the way Henley, and then I went over the Thames.
Fucking hell.
How long were you on that for?
What do you mean, a narrow boat?
Yeah.
About 7 months.
Really?
Wow, that's well good.
Yeah, man, it was good fun.
Wow.
When you were
touring solo for the first time, and you say you were kind of missing, like, the boys and stuff like that, did you not want to jump back into the band, or was there...
Well, it's a bit like a relationship. You end up getting to that point where it's like all you can see is the bits that piss you off about the other person. It doesn't mean that you don't like them and that. It's just when you're ready to... you tapped him on the shoulder, you just broke up with someone.
No. he's hinting that I piss him off because we're
doing
a lot.
But you get to that point. We were in sharing the van with each other for 3 years straight, like more or less every day. And it's in that proximity, like everyone's different, you know what I mean? Yeah. We all have factors that piss each other off with our own mates.
Yeah.
But you're down the pub and then you go to work and you don't actually see each other 24/7,
yeah.
whereas we did. So then you get to that point where it all feels a bit exhausted. Mm. So we've had like a nice bit of time away from each other now. We're all still speaking and that, but it's just been nice to go and explore ourselves, which we met when we was little kids. So
yeah.
now it's like, yeah, it's a bit of time to be a young adult and find yourself.
What are the other guys doing solos?
Tay's doing like writing and singing stuff at the moment, and then Sonny's going more into like presenter acting work.
Okay.
It's a bit, and there's that competition factor of when you know people, it's like, right, who's going to do something big first
yeah.
and stuff. So we're all trying to do the little rat race at the moment.
Well, I think you're here on FUBAR, so you are
nil.
Third.
Yeah, take that, Tay and Sonny. Fucking wankers.
In the Love War Rogues, were you a heavy writing force in it?
Yeah, well, all three of us did. Yeah, we all took turns on different songs, to be honest. It's a case of you need material, you need to put stuff out there. Whoever wants to do it, if you chuck it at the wall, and if everyone likes it, well, then you go with it.
And so when we're doing your solo stuff, do you have a full band behind you, or is it just you and the acoustic?
I will have a full band, yeah. I'm not really into like acoustic people,
yeah.
which I know is completely contradictory because that's what I'm doing at the moment. But that was the reason I started the band, is I was doing my own thing before, and I find it fucking boring, if I'm being honest. It's how many white acoustic singers with guitars do you know?
Yeah.
And I fall asleep watching them. I guess that's sort of why my lyrics are a bit sort of tongue-in-cheek as well, because it makes it jump out a little bit more than a normal acoustic geezer does. But, well, I'll have a band.
Do you like, a bit of a random question, do you like the King Blues?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
You remind me a bit of...
It's funny, like when people say, "Oh, you might," like I didn't know any of these people until after, like people say you sound like them, and you go away, and you're like, "Oh fuck, yeah, I do," and I like the things that he's writing about, and we have a similar flow. It's weird. I guess if you take the same elements of a person, you're still the same person somewhere else. If that makes sense, yeah.
So do you mistake that the kind of camaraderie?
Camaraderie,
is that what you want?
No, yeah, that's the thing. It's like sometimes you need other people to help you make decisions.
Yeah.
That's why I'm currently on the prowl for a new manager, because I like having someone else to go, that's shit, this is good, this is what we're doing. When you're just on your own, it's all a bit like you can do anything, and it's a bit scary because there's so much possibility out there. What do I actually want to do?
Well, I suppose even with like the live element, you miss like just sharing the kind of gig experience, being on stage with people.
Yeah, I mean, I like it all being about me. But no, definitely when you're in a band, there's that vibe on stage.
Yeah,
and it just feels like it's just this great energy. So yeah, I do miss that.
Oh, nice, man.
A couple of the people in the room, so obviously I'm talking about you, Tom and Will, have actually a loose connection to yourself.
Yes.
And Tom, you go first.
Do you want to tell Eddie how...
Tom's shitting himself.
No, Eddie should be the one shitting himself, because if he doesn't recognise him, it's going to get awkward, and he doesn't. No, you won't. Yeah, no pressure.
The thing is, he built it up the wrong way.
Yeah, I know. I've done
just
it.
Just go. I'm scared now.
No, it's nothing really.
If she was your sister, I apologise.
She was my mum. She was my mum. No, I filmed you once.
When was that?
It was a session, a live session
for
Love War Rogues, and it was when you sang Rude.
Oh shit! All right.
Nah, come on, Eddie. Don't
yeah.
No. Yeah. No, that come out.
Did
wicked.
You say Sonny's got into the acting business? Or...
I remember that. Not too clear.
Yeah. I'm sorry, mate. I'm shit with faces and names, but no. It was a great session, and you've done a terrific job.
Thanks, Eddie. There you go.
Got loads of views on YouTube. Thanks for that.
Hey, that's a testimonial for the production.
What about you, Will?
Oh dear, here we go.
Will,
for
this
the listeners.
This is a university somewhere.
Will has just handed Eddie
nice.
Vindy Premium Nightclub.
Clubbing picture of Will being a little fanboy and asking Eddie for a picture.
See, these were the worst gigs to do in nightclubs, because, like, we only realise at the end of it that you don't actually have to, like, properly perform. People go to a nightclub to get pissed up, to have someone on decks going, tonight, how are we doing, Southampton, yes. Whereas at the time, we're like, oh, shit, no, we're a band, we need to take all our guitars on, all that. But, like, feedback in nightclubs, it just sounds shit. But we, like, I wish we just fucking grabbed two mics and just sung other people's songs and stuff and just, yeah, it was always a bit, like... bit awkward when
we have to do like a tour of that stuff then?
Well, it's just a good like cash spin we made a fucking fortune on it, like every night you're doing about three different clubs and you're just hopping on to the next one.
Oh, fuck yeah,
that's we made more money from that than like the record label and stuff.
Really?
It's meant, yeah, that's why you get all like these Geordie Shore people and Towie making a pocket, like, or even if you go on Big Brother, you come out, you do the circuit, because that's like it's nice easy cash, you're there for an hour, fuck off to the next place.
Okay, I'm in the wrong game, eh?
Yeah.
Fucking
hell, but loads of people want to meet me.
I had a terrible, terrible little club in Norwich. It's not even really a club, it's like a tiny little bar. Ask me if they could play Hip to Be a Hipster.
Fucking hell. Yeah. That's closed down now, I hope.
I said, no, I said, you can't. They was like, we get £100. I was like, no.
Nah, just to play it?
Yeah, but I had to be there.
Or to sing it?
Nah. Be hype man.
Skinny Jeans! Inside! Skinny Jeans!
Yeah.
Do you have a specific, like, place to write songs, or do you write them?
Things just hit you sometimes. You strum a chord and then it just makes you feel a certain way and then you just go with it. Usually the best things write themselves straight away. If it takes too long, I tend to just let it lay there,
let it die.
Yeah.
Did you write many when you was on this boat traveling around the UK?
I did, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
that was really therapeutic, or not?
What was the boat?
Yeah, just being
on
it.
Yeah, it was cool, yeah.
I'd like to do that. I've only been on a narrow boat for 6 hours, not 7 months. But and even that was therapeutic.
You're quite tall, though, I can imagine you get a crook neck eventually.
Yeah. The Jack Mate Show
on FUBAR Radio. Up now, we are going to go to Franco Fraze.
Thanks for having me.
That's all right, mate. That's all right. You're used to these things, aren't you?
Yeah, done a few, mate. Done a few in my time, you know what I mean? Seasoned professional and all that.
So, treasures. Tell us, Frank. Is that the best video, purely because I'm in it?
I reckon, mate.
Yeah.
No, but that does get the best acclaim, of course, them all, yeah. Everyone sees, like, the videos puck up. When it comes to, like, the industry and that as well, they watch it, and it's good, because we never try to be too clever with it. We just filmed a, like, family party. On the theme of family, we had a family party, literally all the family in it. There's probably about 10 people in it who ain't actually related.
Spencer Wellham randomly just there.
Yeah.
What's that?
Which, to be fair, don't sound too good when you look at how many people are in the video and we say that they're basically all related to us. But yeah, everyone who watches it from the industry and all that sort of type, they always say, like, the authenticity of the video, how real it looks, how it makes them feel like when they had family parties or when they, do you know what I mean? The authenticity is there, so I think so, yeah. And the mad thing with that video was, on the day, literally on the morning we went to shoot the video, me and my cousin Sonny, going back to family, who's also my manager, but we had no plan for it at all, like literally had no DJ, no venue, nothing, and we pulled it all out of the bag last minute.
Really?
Yeah, like DJ, we rang the geezer up, he used to go out with me missus' sister, and we rang him up, we said, oh, mate, I know this is a long shot, I don't suppose you can bring the DJ down, like bring the decks down, all that lark, and he was like, oh, funny enough, it's me day off, so yeah, all panned out nicely.
That's the beauty of it though, isn't it? It's a tight-knit little thing, really, isn't it? Like, you're not becoming too big for that, you're still your family orientated as...
Yeah.
It's pretty lovely.
Well, this is the thing. Sorry, bro, but this is like a waffle. Sorry, but the ethos of that, when like it came to like taking it from a DIY thing to like the industry taking it on, it was nice that they said that is part of what people love and what we love. Do you know what I mean? They didn't say, look, let's take this and get rid of all that and do this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the new video for the first single on the label is filmed. They specifically told me to film it the same ethos. Film it in Thetford. Get your powers and all that. Let's have a real authentic thing. You know what I mean? Yeah, which we did.
Well, that's nice and refreshing that they're not trying to change it.
But definitely. I mean, that's why Jack showed me your stuff a while ago, and that's why I like about the videos. It's just because it's not try hard, but it looks really nice.
Yeah.
But it's like it's not trying to be something it's not. I thought they were really nice. I asked them lots of questions about how they film certain bits of it, and I think it's still really interesting to watch, and it's not, you know, it can be that kind of thing can look very amateur, but it doesn't at all. It's done in the right way.
Nice. I'm glad you see that, bro. Nice one.
Did you, Frank, now didn't you used to have long hair and be in a rock band?
I was in a band,
Was it rock?
Which is, it was rocky,
okay.
It was like, So if you hear some of the music that is accompanying what I'm doing now, it's not like, you can see where it's come from, if you know what I mean. It's not saying this like, oh yeah, that was then, this is now, you know what I mean? Like, I've always had a massive music influence put on me, like from the old man and that, you know what I mean? So it weren't a case of, oh, you went through a phase of this. Yeah. Literally, I was into like so many different types of music. At the time, I was in a band and they all grew their hair and it was like, Frank, you've got to grow your hair, mate, we're going out and doing shows. So the hair grew with it, you know what I mean? But yeah, it was one of them things, like, I say to this day now, what I do now would never have happened if it weren't for that, you know what I mean? Yeah, like, if I didn't learn to play the drums, if I didn't be into that type of music, I wouldn't have all that to draw on, you know what I mean? And to be honest, I think what I do now, I like to think, you don't listen to it and think, if someone said to you, oh, you know, you used to be in a band, I don't think it'd be dissimilar hearing it to say, oh, yeah, that makes sense, you know what I mean?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't think, like... I don't think I'm getting over beats that are right hard and all that, you know what I mean? Yeah. So I like to think that anyway. That or I'm kidding myself, but it's all a big lie.
I think probably playing the drums probably helped just with general rhythm as well, didn't it?
This is it, 100%, mate. Like, that taught me how to rap, you know what I mean? Knowing how, like, rhythms are and all that taught me all that. So, yeah, that was then. But like I say, I don't feel like it's worlds apart now. Like, I still get things like, I bought Frank Carter's album the other day, things like that, you know what I mean? Like, they still, I still got my ear to the ground a little bit with all that.
Well, the first time I saw you after sort of long sort of, I sort of distanced myself just through whatever reasons.
Because you don't like me. Truth comes out on radio, doesn't it?
And then you got signed. I thought, oh, Frank!
Yo, Frank, you're going to radio, mate!
No, I actually bumped into you at an old J gig.
Yeah, that's right.
That surprised me a bit, to be fair.
Yeah.
But no, I think that's part of your charm, mate, to be honest with you.
Like I say, mate, the influence for everything, you know what I mean? Like, my old man used to play a lot of Billy Bragg and like the Pogues and all that. And it was just natural. Like, my brothers, they're all into their music, you know what I mean? Going out, they always went out live to shows and all that.
Yeah, nice. So it might sound a bit of a silly question, but what would you, if you had to, what genre are you now? Are you rap?
That's a hard question, mate. Yeah, I'd say rap, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Like, I don't try and distance myself from rap, you know what I mean? I'm proud as punches it being a rap thing. Like, it's where it's come from, that's what it is, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I get a lot of the old Mike Skinner comparisons, and I think, in a weird way, like, I understand it, obviously, the Mike Skinner thing, but I think it was the same for him, you know what I mean? When Mike Skinner come about with the streets, he weren't really branded in that whole rap urban category. He didn't go on camera doing freestyles and things like that, but he rapped, you know what I mean? Yeah. And I think it's a bit of that, really.
That was actually my next question, because I've obviously shown you to a lot of my mates and stuff, and they've all said straight away Mike Skinner, even we had Michael Payne
just chatted to him outside,
and brought your name up, and straight away he was like, Mike Skinner. Do you enjoy that comparison?
Yeah, like, it's one of them, like, I think when it first come about, it was a bit like, we always used to say, we don't get it, like, I don't see the comparison. But obviously, in a bigger picture, yeah, I totally get it. And for me, like, I do feel like it's not a bad one to have, because obviously I grew up listening to the streets, loved Mike Skinner. When I first, like, started getting a bit of heat on Radio 1, Mike Skinner followed me on Twitter, and it was like, bloody hell. Then he got me to support him at a show in Norwich. So I got on that personal level with him as well. So when people do say it, I think before it was a bit like, I don't want to come across looking like a Mike Skinner copycat, but when he embraces what you're doing, do you know what I mean? It's like as if he's saying, look, mate, I don't think you're copying me.
Yeah.
I like what you're doing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't mind it at all. And I do think that, really and truly, out of everything that's been in music, it's easily the most similar thing, you know what I mean? He performed with a live band, he had a bit of a ska element, he got guest vocals from Leo the Lion, like the way Tone works with me a lot, you know what I mean? Live on stage, it feels... If you see it live, it feels like a similar entity, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And plus, it's the bit of the geezer thing about using, you know what I mean? It's a bit of that, innit? You know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm happy with that, mate.
Yeah, there's a charm in that. I'd say, I don't know if it's just me, I don't know if you've had this before, I'd say a little bit Just Jack as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Jamie T.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Well, you say the Jamie T one, I think that's how the Zane Lowe thing come about as well, because it was at a time when Jamie T was coming back doing his new album, and it seemed like there was conversations as, what's going on? Like, oh, Jamie T's back about it. And I think it flipped, like, it flipped people's ears onto that sort of thing again, you know what I mean? It made people sort of look out for a bit of that. And the comparison with Jamie T, I think, from the track Underdog, is what got Zane's head turned to it. So, yeah.
Nice,
I think what it is as well, like, it's one of them things, when you're making music, when you're not trying to come across as a rapper, I think that's what differentiates it, like them, you know what I mean? Like, Jamie T, no one really said, oh, he's trying to rap when he was rapping, you know what I mean? Mike Skinner, no one said, this fella's trying to rap. Like, looked at it like it was his own entity that was rap, you know what I mean?
Like,
so,
a subgenre of that or something. Yeah, definitely.
And like you're saying, like, you got my, there's a few more coming about of that, so you can compare it to that same genre almost now, you know what I mean?
Sweet. Well, talking of subgenres of rap, coming up, me and Nozza to my left here are going to have a rap battle, and we're going to kindly ask you to be the judge.
I'm quite excited by that.
I've written some verses.
Yeah, but I've got some things penned down, some spitty rhymes.
Spitty rhymes. Loving the terminology there. I might bang that one for myself.
Yeah, you can have it.
Next time I'm in a meeting, I've got some new spitty rhymes up my sleeve. They're proper spitty.
Yeah, there you go. You can
bear
have that.
Bear tracks. Cheers, mate.
Bear tracks, Tommy.
Bear tracks.
No,
bear
but I'm looking forward to that.
Okay, sweet. Frank, would you say you're the biggest thing to come out of Thetford this side of 2000?
Well, I was in a pub the other day, and this fella was naming all the legends, as he called them, and he did name check me and Rocky as well. Ooh. Rocky Dean, who was an ex-professional boxer, British. He fought for the British title, so he done really well,
Nice. I used to idolise him when I was a kid.
This is it. Yeah. I think everyone around the way does, and all. Yeah. So, yeah. No, Ian Henderson done well, and all. He's from Thetford. Yeah. Plays for Rochdale, played for Norwich.
Is he captain, or have I got that wrong?
No, he was a top scorer, and I think he won player this season last year. Yeah. He done well.
He's your mate, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a pal of mine, yeah. Good fella. And Thomas Payne is probably the biggest ever to come out of Thetford.
Yeah.
But that's one for the historians, you know.
Yeah,
what
I'm not too familiar, mate.
We pretend we know him in Thetford, but really, we ain't. But yeah, it's something to do with American independence, innit? But my missus bought it. It's funny, not funny story, because that sets it up like you're going to laugh, and the other's going to laugh because it ain't funny. But funny story in quotation marks. My missus bought a book in Cornwall the other day, and we looked through it, and it was about independence and all these things, like primary things in British history, and it name checked Thomas Paine. So.
Oh, really? From Thetford?
Yeah, so which makes me think I should probably read up about him, because he is quite a big deal.
You might be in that book next year, mate, you never know.
Fingers crossed, Jack. What? Fingers crossed.
Well, we're talking of big names. The last question I have on my little list there is obviously you've just been signed to Polydor and stuff, so congratulations on that.
Thank you. Yeah,
what is it? We've got a cat in it.
It's that window open. Shout out window.
Who's the biggest name you've come across? Have you been starstruck? Who by?
Apart from me. Well, I met Michael Payne outside. I met him before. Yeah. He's a big deal.
Yeah.
I don't know, really. Terry Venables?
Yeah?
That was a big deal.
Wasn't expecting...
Eltel?
No.
Eltel? Who we met? We met a couple of people off the... Who we met, son? Oh, yeah, I can't hear him, so... Whoever that answer was. Now, we met some couple of people off the film. You know the geezer in Legend? His little sort of runabout. Not Tom Hardy, his mate. I think his name's Tom as well. Out of the business...
Tom
McGarren or something?
I think you met him.
It's one of them. Been a few little circles, met a few of them, It's nice, you know what I mean? You feel like... It's one of them things your mum loves, you know what I mean? You're like, Mum, look who I met today. But I never ask them for photos, that's the trouble.
Nah, you can't really,
can you? Because it's one of them, innit? You want to be on their level, not blow it. So you've got to be all proud, even if you want their photo. Yeah.
Even if you really want Terry Venables' photo, you're like, fuck it, Terry, we're just not doing it today.
I get away with it, because I always do. We've got to have a picture for the social media.
Yeah, good shout. Well, this is it. I've had a meeting about getting the old Vine and that active. So now I'm going to go, hey, mate, let's do it for Vine. So I feel like I've got a bit of a reason, you know what I mean? But yeah, no, honestly, mate, I've been so fortunate with all of it. Like, I've literally been in the more sentimental ones. It's not the bigger deal names, but like things like I've got in quite well with my football team, QPR. And to get support like that, when you're a kid, like, looking up to Rangers, you know what I mean? Yeah. And then when, like, they're embracing you, and I had my music played on their, like, training video, and they got me in the programme. It's that real sense. Like, my old man's season ticket holder, so he's sitting there at the football. I didn't tell him, and he's reading through the programme, and he's rung me up, and he's seen me in there now, you know what I mean? It's them things I love, you know what I mean?
Definitely. You had a track played on Soccer AM as well?
This is it,
a few times.
Yeah,
you've had
two of them.
Football League show.
Yeah, that was the maddest one. Yeah. I didn't even know about it. I was watching Football League show, and I got through the championship and that, and then I was like, oh, League One, I'll forward that on. And then my mates were all texting me, and I was like, bloody hell, ran back home and thought, that'll teach me, never skip over League One. Never be too big for your boots. Because there was a real good piece on there and all. It was proper nice, yeah.
Nice. I think it's that time, which all the listeners have been looking forward to.
Every week.
Especially Noxy, who just favourited one of the tweets about the show, so I know he's just on a tube home listening. Oh, I miss him already, I can... And smell him in the air.
You can smell him.
The stench of milk.
So, yeah, Frank, as I was saying, me and Tom are going to go head-to-head in a rap battle.
Right.
And if you can judge each verse and...
So we're going in three rounds.
Three rounds.
Best of three.
Yeah.
Right.
Franco, can you judge who is the better rap talent out of Jack Mate and Noz?
Are we going to do it like round one and then...
Don't flop.
Yeah. Right, let's go. Drop that beat, Will.
Oh, just scratching. Oh, yep. Don't mind me.
Yeah.
Good beat. Good beat, bruv.
Big up the man from the ends, yeah?
Steady now. Wait for it.
Jay Fuller. Westy. Big up Sturmo. Slavin Bilic. You done, though. My words are like knives, and I'm gonna cut ya. You're my little servant, I'm my Gerard Butler. So clean up your act, but make sure to use a napkin. His 300's realer than yours, bruv, and he was fucking acting. My subscribers are real, your 300 ain't. And I don't need to put my view count in a spreadsheet, mate. The only 300 you had at Melbourne Youth was the line of kids queuing for you to wash their boots.
Oh, sheesh!
To be fair, the rhyme with boots and youth was inspired. Boots and youth.
That's your first verse.
Go on.
Tom, what's your rap name?
Oh, but it's Nozzy Noz.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah? Nostradamus.
Better.
There you go.
Go on.
Oof. Tom Norris, not Zia, yeah, the Koso's back.
Oh, he's flopped!
No, let me one.
Hit the beat.
Tom Norris, not Zia, yeah, the co-host, that's me. Live on Fubar with the legend Gary Busey. My back is in pain, having spasms as I go. That's what I get from having to carry this show. Oh. You bitch about YouTubers writing books, they're chumps. But I've seen your biography entitled Goosebumps. Sort of a fluff my lines or I spat them too quick. It's your turn now, you jumped up, little prick.
No! Yes! Oh. Take a breather.
He was talking about me being the host. Yeah. He's the co. I'll put this down in this verse.
No, that was good.
He's the co. So, alright, verse two.
Hang on, wait for it. Wait for it.
Come on.
Here it comes. Here she's coming.
Verse 2, line 9, and it's time you should know that you're the co-host on the Jack Mate Show. You're replaceable, mate. Yeah, you better believe me. I could click my fingers right now and have you swap for Stevie, but I won't get rid of it. But I won't get rid of you yet, because that wouldn't be fair. On Chili's next door, who else would drink their shitty wheat beer? You love coming to Fubar every Friday. You're so full of beans, because the little Willy across the desk matches the one in your jeans. Yeah, you're my right-hand man, but Tom, I'm left-handed. I've knocked you out in the final like Zinny's a dandy.
Boom.
Mate.
Shit, watch out, everyone.
Alright, so that's number two.
Pick it up.
Okay. I've got a shit ton of goals, yeah, 325. It's a shame Golden didn't fight you, because she'd eat you alive. Hats off to your immigration video, got loads of views, getting your jaw fixed and that Joker tattoo. He says, it's hip to be a hipster, but let me give you a tip. Halloween is over, change his ranch and shoes pretty quick. So, but Jack, it's got to come into you, yeah, I believe in karma. So Jack, I'll tell you what can you do with banana?
Fucked it.
I think not because you flopped that last round, but Jack smashed it that one. And I think he had the aggression, he wanted it more, you know what I mean?
It.
So that's one apiece.
Oh, so it's all on this one.
Well,
me and Tom have been talking, and we didn't want it to be too nasty to each other, so we've aimed this verse at you, mate.
Yeah, alright. So, do you want a bed?
Who would you like to go first?
I'll go with Tom, because he can get quite vicious.
Go on, Tom.
Mine's quite nice, actually.
Right. Is that right in your headphones, bruv?
Yes. You're a very tall lad with the tallest head in the radio biz. Look an awful lot like Jeff from the Fubar Pub Quiz. On Friday I see you lonely, make your niggles and sounds. Off the show you disappear when it's your turn to buy around. The beardy's eyes similar to Professor Snape's. Keep the mics down, please, because it's bloody paper shapes. But come on, Frank, after a minute, this one is my day. And for the listeners, don't worry, I'm here air Friday.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that.
Right.
Cheer.
Yo.
Air Friday.
Fuck.
Go. Ready for this?
Yeah. Fucking hell, two pieces of paper.
It means it's
no.
We're on 56.
Yo, Tom, I was given three verses, but killed him off in two. So let's turn our attention to the other guy in the room. But before I start on Will, can we just please wait? Can you check that you've turned the mics on, please, mate? You had one small job that involved one finger, but you were far too busy getting rejected on Tinder. So be careful, little Willy, cause who knows, very soon I could be using my finger to press this dump button on you.
You're prick.
Ooh.
Franco, it's decision time.
It's hard round to cool.
Air Friday.
I like your flow on that, by the way, Tom. You're nice. You're very skippy. But I'm going to give it to Jack because I understood the content more.
Thank you.
and he's my cousin. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Will.
Hiya, guys.
We've been conniving and skeeving, all three of us, me, Tom, and even Noxy over here. And yeah. We thought a lovely way to round up and finish would be to, if we all wrote our own poems dedicated to you.
Wow.
So we've...
An ode to the Willy.
And we've not heard each other's poems, but they're all odes to Willies, and they're 16 lines each.
Oh,
and
is it?
Well, not
is
really. No, yeah. Not really. How many is yours?
I don't know, I can't. Talk about yourselves.
You're used to me more of a limerick.
Yeah, a haiku.
No.
Nah?
No?
He's done a book. He's done a full book.
Odyssey.
He's been published. Well, there's sequels and prequels coming out of his ears.
How many?
Let's all wait for him to count. Let's probably talk over it.
No,
I'd say around 20.
That's okay. Right. That's okay. So forget everything that you've learned in the show so far.
I'm trying to.
Right. And you can pick one of us that has truly won your heart and your affection after this. Okay.
Thank
so we're going to go to a bed. Yeah. Anyone you want. Just a lovely little bit of music. Go on. And in your own order, in your own time, you can pick who begins, and this is a love poem just for you, so you can pick who starts this.
I'd like to start with Tom, please.
Tom, okay.
I was pointing away from me, but you said...
Sorry.
Okay.
Oh, good. And we're all supporting each other on this, guys.
This poem is called Willpower,
brackets, lovely.
Of love.
Lovely.
Remember the 7th of September, a day of excitement and thrill. For that be the day that he came away. Who else but our producer Will? He's a very tall fella, hadn't seen much paler, but didn't let that cloud my views. Loves a drink to dress up, to attend private clubs, that is where he often spews.
Ooh.
He's in desperate need to join a band, to sing, be belle of the ball. You heard it here first, the paper shapes may return. May God have mercy on us all. But thank you, William, for all that you've done. You've been full of vigour and pride. So accept... fuck's sake.
Take a breath, mate.
But thank you, William, for all that you've done. You've been full of vigour and pride. So accept this card, my condolences too, because inside is your P45.
Lovely stuff.
Nice.
Lovely stuff. What do you think of that, Will?
Yeah, great.
He's actually put a picture on the bottom.
You can have that, mate.
That's good.
He's put a very old...
I'll tell you what fucks you up, because that beat... It's really... You're singing.
Do you want something a bit upbeat, Jack?
What you got?
Do you want that? I got...
No, I liked what we had.
I like the love one. I like that one, yeah.
It's deep.
It's really... Yeah. Maybe a bit teary.
Jack, can we go to you?
Yeah, of course we can, man. Of course we can.
I'll tell you what, it's your show. Can we go to Robbie?
Sure thing. Go to Robbie.
All right.
You ready? Robbie Knox.
You are young now, but one day you will die alone. And what will you love? As your heart beats its last and you look to your past, what will you love? Not your job. It's poorly paid and you left the mics open once. Not your home. You don't have one. What will you love? I will die too, but I will not be alone, because I have you. I have the first time our eyes met, I was caught in your net, a cod that did linger, turned into fish finger, in the bird's eye factory of our love. I have the first time that you spoke when you told me a joke, and the warmth of your laugh, like a wee in the bath or in a swimming pool. I have your smile, your eyes, your love. I will never be alone. I could never be alone. P.S. Jack and Tom are assholes.
Wow. That's amazing.
I just got something in my eye.
That reminded me of the end of the Truman Show when he talks to Truman.
Yeah.
Do you know
I told you I'd be fine if I was single.
That's amazing.
What do you think of that,
Will?
I'm on an emotional roller coaster and I don't want to get off it.
I know. You bring some onions in with you.
Yeah, I just want to gas on.
I've got a speck in my eye.
No, that was really, really well written.
Yeah,
really
lovely.
You've just got a voice for poetry.
Thanks, mate.
You have. I've not. I'm more nasally.
I'm nasally. I'm like Mr. Bean.
You do, but...
Yeah, but he isn't the nation's sweetheart, isn't he?
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah.
That was Princess Diana. Look around her.
Woo! Fubar! Oh, he's going to play it.
Fubar! Giving radio the finger.
How's that radio?
Oh, no, I like that. Time for mine, then, I think, Will.
Brilliant.
Should we? Are we all ready for that?
I'm just going to take a little sip of water. Get ready for this.
Have a glug. Go and have a glug.
Get that on.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh, there we go. Sexual.
He's done that before.
Yeah.
Swallowed water.
Oh, I'm a pro. Okay, go.
Take a nice deep breath.
I still can't get over Robbie's.
Relax. Oh.
To William, my producer, my man and my muse, I know that you're often subject to abuse, but know this, my sweet prince, that I don't say it to harm you, even if you do look a bit like the elf man from Narnia. I know that you're lanky, a bit nerdy, in fact, with your fat chips, flannel shirts and all of that crap. But Will, sexually, please know that I'll do you no wrong. Just like the mics, you know how to leave me turned on. I know you're sofa surfing, and to be honest, it hurts, because my bed longs for you, if you exfoliate first. But we'll look past your eczema, your poor hair and height. Just know if this was Tinder, unlike girls, I'd swipe right. Will, let me win this segment, please. Don't let your boy down, because unlike the pub, you tight prick, you're in charge of this round. So I'll leave you on this last note before we all sign out and depart. Why have Cara's shit eyebrows when you can have Jack Dean's whole heart?
Aww.
Just take that in.
That poem's called My Little Willy.
We love you.
Shabba.
We really love you, Will. We love everything about you, Will. Especially your tall head. And your hands and your new trainers.
And your homelessness.
Wow. Pretty deep.
There you go. Come on.
Cut the crap.
I'll give you guys a lot of poems, guys.
Clap all around then.
That was like Scroobius Pip.
Was it?
Yeah, that was very well delivered.
Scroobius Pip.
Yeah. That's a compliment, that is. Yeah. That's going in the Twitter bio. The Jack Mate Show on FUBAR.